Okay, we now are going to go on to our business part of our meeting, and we begin with our business minutes from 2016 with our secretary, who, thank God, is serving another term, Artis Bazin.
Okay. Let me know if I need a other mic closer. Okay, I'm not sure if it'll slide. It's on kind of a stand, so I'm not sure. Okay, thanks. I thought it might be a little bit too far. Okay. Okay, this will be the 2016 business meeting minutes. Elections occurred on Friday, April 8. Judy Wilkinson was elected as president. Frank Welty was elected as first vice president. And Peter Pardini was re-elected treasurer. Paul Patchy Jr. was elected for the first board member position. Charlene Arnelis was elected for the second board member position. Gail Crossan was elected for the third board member position. The business meeting was opened by Jeff Tom at 8:35 a.m. on Sunday morning, April 10. First, the San Gabriel Valley chapter brought a motion to the floor asking for the removal of Charles Navarrete from the CCB Board of Directors, primarily for breach of confidentiality, for publishing the addresses, phone numbers, birth dates, and email addresses on a public email list. The motion passed. The minutes from the 2015 convention were read. A motion was made to accept the minutes with corrections. The motion was seconded and passed. Gabe Griffith, the CCB Constitution and Bylaws Chair, provided the second reading of Article 8.9 regarding the timeline for the credentials reports for conventions. It would change the due date to no later than February 15. The committee recommended to pass, and the motion was seconded and passed. A motion was made to accept the Constitution and Bylaws report. The motion passed. Jeff gave an update on the tabled resolution from the previous year, stating that research has not been completed. Resolution 2016A regarding investigation of an online conference, the resolution committee recommended do pass, and the motion passed. Resolution 2016B was withdrawn and will be sent to the ACB convention since it was regarding federal law, not state law. Resolution 2016C regarding BEP counselors not having adequate training in business or the BEP program. The committee recommended do pass, and the motion passed. Resolution 2016-D was regarding Los Angeles affiliated PBS channels not having technology to pass through audio description. The committee recommended do pass, and the motion passed. Resolution 2016-E was regarding thanking the Viejos Hotel and Casino. The committee recommended to pass, and the motion passed. Resolution 2016-F was regarding thanking the volunteers. The committee recommended to pass, and the motion passed. A motion was made, seconded, and passed to accept the resolution's report. It passed. Peter gave the treasurer's report. Current assets for the organization are $878,111. A motion was made and seconded to accept the treasurer's report. The motion passed. Jeff Tom thanked the hard work of the technical operations group at the convention. Frank asked for more members for the fundraising committee. Pam thanked all the affiliates and chapters for their credentials reports coming in a timely manner. There was no unfinished business and no new business brought forward. The next convention will be at Woodland Hills from April 6th through the 9th. Donna gave an update on Abby Schumann's being in the hospital. Frank Welch mentioned the June 10 Lighthouse event. And artists told about the successful student focus group and that the students' affiliate has new officers, and the first meeting of the board will be on May 1, followed by a student membership meeting. The convention was adjourned.
We need a motion.
Madam President.
Gabe?
I'll second that.
So it's been moved and seconded to accept the treasurer's report. Are there any discussion in it?
Madam President.
Yes, Gabe has.
May I have?
Yep, you may.
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
Yeah. Artists, first of all, good minutes as far as capturing the essence of the meeting. However, I have one substantive amendment and one kind of technical one. The first one is during the elections. Judy was elected as president. That left the office of second vice president open. There was a special election for that at which I was elected.
Oh, okay.
So that needs to be reflected in those minutes.
Oh, okay, sure, no problem.
The second one, as far as kind of a technical one, is in the resolutions, and those should be numbered, not lettered. 1 through 6 or whatever it was, not A through F, I think is how they were read. Thank you.
I probably didn't put my number sign in front of it. It's easy
when you're reading Braille, but I just wanted to make sure that, because on the resolutions, they're actually numbered 2016, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, whatever. So just wanted to make sure that was got. Thank you.
I hear Bernice. Somebody needs to get Bernice a mic. Thank you. Do you want this?
You know, the elections contain either 3 officers and 4 directors or 2 officers and 5 directors. And that one was 3 officers. And And the there was a fourth director elected, and I believe that that was Charlene Ornelas.
Oh, no, her I listed.
Vivian, I think.
Oh, okay.
Vivian was a partial. She replayed a partial, okay. But the fourth person isn't listed there that okay. Was a list.
No, she listed three.
Gail? Yeah, it was Greg.
Gail?
Paul Apache.
And, no, yeah, there has to be one more.
Yeah, Paul.
And Vivian would be five.
Yeah. Vivian okay. Would be four. Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, sorry.
Paul, Charlene, Paul.
No, and Vivian, yeah.
Rob Turner.
Well, no, because there were three officers, so it would be four board positions.
Yeah, but it's four and a half because we have
to replace Gabe.
Okay, we've got, she knows to
okay.
Make the list correct.
She got here. Okay.
Any other additions or corrections?
Okay.
All in favor of accepting the minutes, business minutes, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The other word, abstain. Okay, all in favor. I mean, we did that. They passed.
Oh, Frank was yeah.
Who's awake this morning? Not your president.
Well, next time I think I'll run it through the board list. That way you can catch the things before
yes.
I...
Yes. I forgot... I hope I won't need this.
Could we stop the side conversation for a minute?
Especially when you're sitting next to me. I hope I don't need this morning, but I never said it. But I've got my two parliamentarians sitting next to me. Jeff is my official parliamentarian, and Gabe is the backup. And so in case we have fisticuffs this morning on the floor, we want to make sure we've got my parliamentarians ready to advise me. Okay,